This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Columbia Journalism Review recently ran a piece regarding the need for newsrooms to build stronger ties with their communities so they can better gauge what local audiences expect from their news sources. Did anything in this article jump out for you, Jasmine?
Yeah, well, that's what I put into place when I got here at WIU. I started in the fall of 2012, and I created a beat system for our students. So they would know local government. They'd attend the police briefings Monday through Friday. They'd go to county board meetings, board of education meetings. We have been implementing that since then, and news quality has been improved greatly, and we've found a fairly large following on Facebook because we cover local issues.
Do you think it hurts in terms of the students, learning if they're assigned just a particular beat and they don't get a chance to cover some other type of beat?
Well, I don't think so, because I have people who will cross around every so often, or I have people who will train other people, and then people move on past that. Although some people have stuck to one beat, they are dealing with quite a lot. I mean, if you're covering city council, you're dealing with a lot of people who come to city council, and you know the paths do cross there. So I think it's really been a good thing and a good opportunity for my students, and I know that they have learned quite a lot by stepping foot off the campus.
I think the other issue there, though, is that broadcasters especially have gotten away from the idea that they do things with the community. You know, if you think about going to your local television station, that used to happen a lot more often. You know, I mean, it used to be that every local TV affiliate would have, you know, some guy, you know, they'd call him Uncle Nutsy or Captain Funhouse or whatever, and they'd bring in kids from the community and they'd sit in a little audience and they'd watch cartoons as part of an afternoon show. Now, you know, at most of broadcasters, they don't bring people into their studios. They don't bring people in. It's secured, you know, for security reasons. You have a locked door, and you know, it's very much the employees come in and broadcast out instead of bringing the community together. In addition, there aren't as many opportunities that journalists and broadcasters take to go out and be engaged in the community. And as the corporate model continues to increase, you know, if you look at a place, you know, these fractured TV markets like, you know, Springfield, Urbana, and Champaign, Urbana-Champaign and Decatur, you know, one TV station is in each place. They're ostensibly serving the other communities that they never have anybody see in person. So I think that what I got out of that is the call for us to get out more and make sure that we're not just living in the walls of the station broadcasting out, but that you're out there and then you occasionally come back to the station to produce things.
Did you grow up watching someone called Captain Funhouse, or is that a name you just made up?
It is a name that I just made up, but you know, I grew up in the Chicago area, and I remember Ray Rayner, and I remember, the son of Svengoolie, and, you know, those kind of weird local characters.
Garfield Goose
and Fraser Thomas, and, you know, those people who were on TV. And every once in a while, you'd go to some event, and they were there, and you had a much bigger connection with your broadcaster when it wasn't just the pictures that you see in the box or the voices that came out of the radio, that you were actually at an event.
And stations, I think, used to air more commentaries than what we hear anymore. And that was a chance either for a station employee, someone in management, to weigh in on community issues, or for someone in the community to come in and share their thoughts. And I don't think we see as much of that anymore.
No, well, I know we've deregulated quite a lot, and a lot of those public interest pieces are no longer something that we have to do in broadcasting. And because of that, they no longer do it. Now, do some stations try to? Yeah, and I watched a station out in Las Vegas, the NBC affiliate, try to put more local programming on. But then the general manager actually, the owner died. And after they sold the station, everything was changed back to how it was before.
One of the things that struck me in this report by Columbia Journalism Review, the story, is that people said they'd like to see more follow-up reporting. sometimes you report on a story and you just move on and you forget about it. And I thought it was interesting that audience members would like to see follow-ups to more stories and find out how things have progressed.
Well, it makes sense. If someone is found not guilty after a trial, you should be following up on that. And, you know, like, and as well, you know, if someone has been brought up on charges, they probably want to hear about how it ended, if those charges were dropped or, you know, if they went to trial.
I think it's more than that, though. I think it's just general stories that people would like some sort of follow-up and hear maybe how someone is doing or how a particular issue played out.
Well, and I think that a lot of times the way that we do that badly is, you know, the assignment editors of the world go 1 year ago and see what happened, and it was 1 year ago that little Sarah Johnson's body was found. And then, you know, that's when they decide to do a follow-up instead of doing something more on, okay, well, here was this plan to invigorate the downtown. It was put in 2.5 years ago. Where do things stand? Or, you know, here was a new tax proposal that was supposed to do this. Well, how is it doing it? I think the follow-ups that we do are not substantial. They end up being very fluff given and kind of, well, it was 1 year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago today. And instead
of always that anniversary component.
Yes, instead of the anniversary component, instead of just looking at how's this going. And I think that's the kind of follow-up that people want. And I think the follow-up that most broadcasters are giving doesn't hit it.
You know why else follow-up reporting doesn't happen as much as it should? Because of the high turnover rate in staff.
Sure.
We're talking news directors and reporters, everybody. Especially in smaller markets, you're going to have, you know, fewer stories that are followed up on because those people may not be here in a year or two at all. And people may have just forgotten about that. You know, I mean, you need to have that historical knowledge in the newsroom. And a lot of the times it is not going to be there.
Well, and not only does it not lead to more follow-ups, what it tends to lead to is the same story being done over and over again because you have new people to the community. And, you know, maybe there's some quirky thing that they see, and then the same story gets told over and over again by a new face instead of follow-up stories of real issues or new original reporting.
And sometimes that type of reporting might spur some action by a government, too. You were mentioning, Jonathan, for example, like a downtown development report or a strategic plan for a unit of government. Those reports can gather dust on the shelf. And maybe it's up to reporters to sometimes remind governments that these reports have been done and what's been done, you know, what sort of action has been taken as a result of these reports.
There's a great example at the national level, some reporting that's been done about Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook's multi-million-dollar donation to the New Jersey schools that was pretty much given when Chris Christie was governor and Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark and to the Newark Public Schools. And it was supposed to revolutionize education. It hasn't. Booker's in the Senate. Chris Christie's much more distracted with running for president. Mm-hmm. And Zuckerberg has a slightly less full checkbook and not a lot to show for it. And that's the kind of reporting that if we did that at the local level, at everyone's individual community, I think there would be more accountability. I think there would be more emphasis on splashy headlines and more emphasis on substantive look at how things are changing or not changing.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.